You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Supporter of the world, the creation. It's called Avodah. The Shimon HaTzadik is informing us that the whole creation that Hashem created, one of the three items is Avodah. So Avodah simply means work, service. So the Gemara explains that this is Avodat Beit HaMidrash, that means Korbanot. So as the Midrash brings, that Avraham Avinu Alav Shalom asked Hashem, Bame Arishena. So he meant that with what mitzvah we're going to inherit Eretz Yisrael. It is about Halav Udvash. So then Hashem told him, Rehani Eglah Meshuleshet, Ve'ez Meshuleshet. He told him to get a calf and a goat. So then here the Gemara learns that Hashem meant, as long as they bring a korban, so then they'll be okay. So what's the benefit of korban? Why it has such a benefit? Why? I'm sorry? Korban? I get an animal and then you burn it on the Mizbeah. So what's a good? What good is going
to be? Something that is belong to you for the sake of Hashem only.
Give money. It's easier. Write a check. And you can mail it too. Now you can just go online and give your donation. Animal? What the poor animal do? You know, you slaughter it, you burn it. What did he do?
Korban
is like a teshuva. Korban is like a teshuva, or is a teshuva? Is a teshuva.
When you take the animal, you put yourself instead of the animal for the sin that.
Why you should put yourself like an animal? Without respect, why? Ah, at the time that you committed the wrongdoing, Chazak Baruch, so now actually you were this animal. So now, so you bring yourself actually, the animal is yourself at the time when you committed the wrongdoing, or you got angry. Same thing. Korban Olah is about wrong type of thinking that you had. That's what Korban Olah is. Shelamim, it's, or Korban Todah, to be thankful. So actually, there is a question, like Shelamim is not a point of wrongdoing. But for the matter here is, we only get Korban, so that means, I also was the animal. Why? Because I didn't thank Hashem enough. So it was happened once, so I'm bringing Korban Todah, thankfulness to thank Hashem. So you see, the whole concept of korbanot is our shortcoming, whatever that we're supposed to do, we lacked, and so on. So now, when the Mishnah says that this is the avodah, so we don't have Beit HaMidrash. So how does the olam is holding? How do we support it? We don't have the sacrifices. So what do we do now? Chazak Baruch. How do we know? Very good, very nice. So, first of all, the Torah says, "Ol Ovdo Bechol Levavchem." Says, "Ol Ovdo Bechol Levavchem." So we have Avodah, that means Korbanot, and then it says, "Ol Ovdo Bechol Levavchem," that we say in Shema. So we see the Avodah in Beit HaMidrash for us, Korbanot. So, also he says, Ol Ovdo V'chol Levavchem, you have to get to work with your heart. So what is it? To do tefillah. So now, also the Navi says, Mushalema Farim Sefateinu, the replacement of the Korbanot is our lips. So now, what's the connection? Yes, there are sources, but what's the connection between a Korban and tefillah? What's the connection? What is the connection? وجه مشترك. Sorry.
They were
doing teshuva. So when we do the filah, we doing teshuva.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Really? Maybe. No.
You make yourself humble when you do the filah, so you praising Hashem in the highest point.
Very nice. So when the sacrifice was brought on the Mizveah, what would happen exactly?
You shed that animal.
Yes. But this is before. But when you put it on the Mizveah, what would happen?
Fire burn it.
Right?
Fire
burn it. Beautiful. So now, yes. The way it was burned, that the fire would come from Shamayim.
Right.
So when the fire would come from the Shamayim, so then that meant that the sacrifice was accepted. So now here, the similarity that the Mishnah is teaching us, the same way that the Korban, the sacrifice was placed on the altar, the fire would come down. So that means your tefillah is accepted when you feel the fire is on your head. So the same way that the Korban only be accepted when you see the fire, when the head is getting hot. Is getting hot. Exactly. So that means that your tefillah did something in Shamayim. And not only that, one thing that people, they don't realize, that the Mishnah, when he's telling you that the supporter of the whole Olam is based on Avodah, so that means now, by your tefillah, you're supporting and holding and protecting the whole Olam, not only Los Angeles, the whole earth, not only earth, the whole galaxy. Only based on your tefillah. So that means you are the one that pressing the button that everything will stay safe and nothing would go wrong.
This is why we get up. I mean, it's very hard to get up in the morning because we're very tired.
Yeah, exactly. There was a rabbi that used to say that he feels that he's greater even than Yechezkel Hanabi, Alav Shalom, because in Haftarah says he revived the dead people, he did Techiyat HaMetim. So he says that he wakes up people even is harder than Techiyat HaMetim. So he felt even greater than Yechezkel Hanabi, Alav Shalom. But here, Ma'ar Rautah, the whole point of the Mishnah is that in our time, with our great pain, it seems like we're not bringing fire down. Because if there is babashu in the whole world, if there are things are not the way it should be, and there are scenarios that we have to deal with, so that means the whole world is out of order. So why? So that's what the Mishnah says. That these supporters, if they are missing, they are lacking, so then, Chas v'Shalom, things are not going accordingly. Things are going to go wrong. And that's what exactly we are dealing with. So that's so now we have to get everything back in order and pay more attention in our tefillah and our avodah. Yeah, you have to bring the fire down, the holy kiddushah has to come down, and all these terrible things will go away. B'zad Hashem. Niskei, B'zad Hashem, Yeshuot. ושמחות ונחת בעזרת השם יתגון סדר בקרוב אמן כרצון.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.